shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
One person is in the hospital after a shooting in Raleigh. Coming up, I'll tell you where it happened and give you an update on that person's condition.
And we have another breezy day in our forecast. Winds are going to be gusting up to 30 miles per hour. I'll show you when the winds will finally start to settle down. A lot to tell you about on this Wednesday morning as we're waking up here at 4:30. We appreciate you joining us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hoagie. It's great to have you along. We've reached the midweek point here on our Wednesday, getting over the hump together. And Elizabeth Gardner back in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at Goldsboro there. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning. Yeah, everything's looking nice and quiet this morning. But as we get into the afternoon, our winds are going to pick up very similar to what we've seen the last several days. Our temperature currently around the Triangle area is about 50 degrees. And we're, again, looking at that potential for winds to be steady out of the northwest at about 20 miles per hour. That strong wind today is going to bring in some chilly temperatures, so it's going to be cooler than it was yesterday. Temperatures are cool this morning too, 48 in Southern Pines and Fayetteville. It's 47 in Goldsboro, 42 in South Hill. And then we're going to add that wind to the afternoon, and that's going to help to keep our temperatures on the cool side. So at lunchtime, right around 60 degrees, we only make it into the mid-60s for highs this afternoon. It'll be partly cloudy, and there could be an isolated shower, but most of us are not likely to see rain. We are still following the potential for some rain over the weekend. It's looking a little lighter for Saturday. I'll show you the timeline coming up.
And we have breaking news we want to take you to right now. Raleigh police say a man is recovering following an early morning shooting that happened near a gas station on Capitol Boulevard and Westinghouse Boulevard. WRAL's breaking news tracker Michael Grace has been following this story for us all morning long. He's going to have an update for us on what investigators are telling us about the circumstances surrounding this shooting and any information on a possible suspect.
Yeah, that's right, Jeff. And that scene cleared just around right before 4 a.m. this morning. A pretty massive scene, too. I want to get you to this video of what it looked like. You can see they had the entire parking lot of the BP gas station there blocked off, as well as that large part of Westinghouse Boulevard. And that's really where the investigation was honed in on. I actually saw them put out six different evidence markers. All of them had bullet casings right next to it. So what we know is that person was taken to the hospital with serious injuries, but they are non-life-threatening. I did ask if they had anybody in custody, and all they could say was that the investigation was ongoing at this time. So hopefully we're going to get some more answers later on this morning. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
Access to abortion care in North Carolina could become stricter. Today, lawmakers will discuss a new proposal that would ban abortions in the state after 12 weeks. Several groups also plan to rally in protest. WRAL's Laura Levine is live this morning at the General Assembly with reaction from both sides of the debate as GOP lawmakers are fast-tracking this move. Laura.
Renee, good morning. Advocates plan to rally here at Bicentennial Plaza today as lawmakers are meeting right across the street to discuss this restriction and bill for abortion. We're talking about a committee meeting happening at 9 o'clock this morning, and this comes after state Republicans proposed Senate Bill 20, which would ban most abortions after the 12th week of pregnancy, with a few exceptions. Current law bans abortions after 20 weeks unless the mother's life is in danger. Opponents are calling out lawmakers for little to no debate on the proposal. Meanwhile, supporters approve protections in place for the unborn.
By forcing people to carry, you know, pregnancies to term or pregnancies that they didn't expect or you know, didn't intend, you know, we're really forcing people into medically dangerous conditions.
We typically don't support exceptions except for the life of the mother, but we're willing to accept some of these exceptions because we believe they're narrowly drawn.
Now, this bill also provides tens of millions of dollars for child care subsidies and adoption. SB 20 could be on Governor Cooper's desk as early as tomorrow if it moves through the state Senate. Laura Levine, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Several rallies are taking place as groups express their concerns about this proposal of abortion, and Progress NC Action is one of them, holding a rally at Raleigh's Bicentennial Plaza. It's happening from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. today. The group is urging people to come out and speak out against the move. A second rally is also happening this evening. North Carolina Democrats plan to discuss how they will push back against the newly proposed abortion plan. This rally is happening from 5 until 6:30 at the State of Beer in Raleigh.
Governor Roy Cooper issued a statement overnight expressing his opposition to the proposed abortion restrictions. He talks about how the proposal erodes even further the freedom of women and their doctors to make deeply personal health care decisions. He strongly opposes the proposal. So far, newly turned Republican Representative Tricia Cotham has not commented on the bill. She ran as a Democrat and then switched parties last month. Cotham did not respond to our request for how she will vote on this bill. But Representative Sarah Stevens says every Republican lawmaker in the House and Senate has committed to voting for the bill.
The FBI says it has a $50,000 reward now for anyone who can help lead them to the recapture of the escaped inmate charged with killing a Wake County deputy. We're now entering day four of the extensive manhunt for Aldermarine Sotelo. WRL learned that the suspect's sister is now charged with helping in his escape. Surveillance cameras appear to show Aldermarine Sotelo climbing over the jail's fence in Virginia early Sunday morning. He was seen getting into an early 2000s red or burgundy Ford Mustang with a 30-day temporary tag. The suspect and the vehicle have not been located.
Happening now in Raleigh, lane closures are underway along sections of Wade Avenue inside the Beltline. The DOT is resurfacing a big section of the road between Ridge Road and Capitol Boulevard. The improvement will be welcomed by drivers, but in the meantime, there will be some travel headaches. It's expected to take place over the next few months. The overnight closures run from 7 p.m. to 6 a.m. weekdays. At some point, a section of Wade Avenue will have to be closed completely.
For the fifth time in postseason history, the Carolina Hurricanes play the New Jersey Devils tonight. The only teams they've played more are Boston and Montreal. The Canes are 3-1 all time against them, and there are some special moments in Hurricanes history tying these two teams together. But head coach Rod Brind'Amour says that is all in the past.
Like you just said, I'm the only one. Nobody remembers any of that stuff. So, but yeah, we've had definitely, I mean, I've had some fond memories of the series against these guys. And hopefully we'll, I guess, have another one. That would be great. So we know it's going to be tough. And they got a great team. And there's no doubt about it.
Teams face off tonight at 7 PNC Arena. And there are still some tickets available if you want to go to the game. A seat in the upper level section costs you about $80 with fees.
London police say they arrested a man after he had a knife outside of Buckingham Palace just days before the coronation of King Charles. What else officers say they found on him that's raising concern?
Plus, why Subaru is pumping the brakes and recalling thousands of vehicles.
And you're waking up to another comfortable morning. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center tracking what's going to be another breezy day for us.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:41, and we're taking a look around the area. Temperatures are in the 40s and 50s this morning, 52 in Wilson. It's 50 in Durham and 48 degrees in Fayetteville. Of course, we'll have a close eye on the whirligigs today as we have another breezy afternoon. We'll see winds gusting most likely back up to around 30, 35 miles per hour again this afternoon. That's a pleasant start with these cool temperatures. Our skies are clear. It's a big moon out there. It's not quite full, but it will be in a couple of days. This is a fun one. It is walk and roll to school day in Wake County, and I know a lot of schools, especially elementary schools, are working on plans for that. And the weather is going to be fine for it. Definitely jacket weather with temperatures in the 40s as the kids are headed to school. As they're coming home, temperatures will be in the mid-60s with partly cloudy skies.
Breaking news we're following right now. Emergency crews are responding to a crash on Jones Sausage Road. And Naya Harden is there and joins us live right now with what you're learning from that location. Naya, what can you tell us?
Yeah, right now we're still trying to get some answers from the sheriff's office, as well as trying to reach out to State Highway Patrol. There were quite a few law enforcement agencies that were here, including Garner Police. And so as we see these moving parts, we have video to show you of what we saw and what we're trying to possibly piece together and get confirmed. All of this happening, and we'll show you that in the next half hour, all this happening on I-40 and Jones Sausage Road. According to my photographer, Charles Bradley, he tells me right over here is where he saw several police and Wake County Sheriff's Office, those deputies that were over here on I-40 near Jones Sausage. He says that they had then raced down to this intersection that you're taking a look at right now, and they were looking into the construction zone area, like they were looking for something. After that, he says that they got a man who was on foot, and he was seen with his hands behind his back in the front of one of the cars, of the agency's cars. So again, we are still trying to piece all of this together. A lot of information here to digest that we're trying to get. Once we get that information, we'll let you know. In the next half hour, we're going to go ahead and show you that video to show you what we saw here just within the last hour. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Garner.
All new this morning, London police say they arrested a man with a knife outside of Buckingham Palace just days before the coronation of King Charles. Officers say he threw what's believed to be shotgun cartridges onto the palace grounds Tuesday. They say he also had a suspicious bag with him. Police destroyed it in a controlled explosion. Neither King Charles nor Queen Camilla were at Buckingham at the time. On Saturday, WRAL will carry NBC's coverage of the coronation of King Charles from 5 a.m. until 10 a.m. Our local news will air from 6 to 8 a.m. on Fox 50, and then after the special coverage on WRAL.
A newly released autopsy sheds grim light on Cash App founder Bob Lee's final moments. According to the report, he was stabbed in his heart and one lung. An attack happened last month. When officers arrived, they began CPR until paramedics could get there, but Lee was already unconscious and without a pulse. Doctors at the hospital then worked for about 4 hours to try to save his life, but were unsuccessful. Nima Momeni, a tech industry associate of Lee's, has been charged with murder in his death. Scary moments caught on camera when a car slammed into an officer during a routine traffic stop, and we do want to warn you, this video difficult to watch here. It happened in Fairfax, Virginia, and you can see the officer standing on the side of the road there, the right side of the car. Moments later, a car comes spinning out of control from the left side here across the median, right up against that car. Wow, that is amazing that he was able to escape that. Seemed to be okay after getting knocked down there. The driver who was pulled over was taken to the hospital. As for the other driver behind the wheel, police say it was a 17-year-old driving 120 miles per hour. Police say that 17-year-old was going well over the speed limit before that collision.
Such a scary close call. For the second time this year, the Federal Reserve is gearing up to raise interest rates this morning right after another bank failure. This would be the 10th consecutive interest rate hike since March 2022. The announcement is expected at 2:30 this afternoon. It comes just 2 days after the collapse of First Republic Bank, the second biggest bank failure in U.S. history. NC State economist Mike Walden tells WRL he does expect rates to go up. Subaru is recalling vehicles because of an issue with the brake lights. The company is recalling more than 4,000 2023 Imprezas. The brake light switch may have been improperly adjusted, which could result in the brake lights turning on without using the brake pedal. Recall vehicles may also allow drivers to shift out of park without stepping on the brake pedal. Owners can check the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration database to see if their car is being recalled. And you can find more information on recalls online at WRAL.com. You'll also want to check out the Five on Your Side monthly recall report to make sure that you're keeping you and your family safe.
Concealed carry permits could be a thing of the past in North Carolina if a bill is passed by state lawmakers. Controversial bill advanced through a House committee Tuesday with a 7-4 vote. North Carolina would join the growing list of Republican-led states allowing people to carry a gun in public without a permit. The bill would also lower the age to carry a gun from 21 to 18. You could still get a permit, but it wouldn't be required.
The world is the more it makes sense to have yourself be your own level of protection.
There's more gun violence than people are buying more guns. It's a circle, it's a cycle that is unfortunate and lethal.
People convicted of a felony would not be able to buy a gun.
We've been in a dry pattern this week, but also windy conditions. It's so breezy. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We have trees in our backyard, and I was just watching them, just like the branches being whipped around yesterday afternoon.
And we're going to see that again today. And then after today, we're finally going to see this current pattern beginning to break down a little bit, and it won't be as windy tomorrow. We take a live look at Goldsboro right now. All is quiet. We're seeing clear skies and 50 degrees. We'll see temperatures most likely falling into the 40s in the next couple of hours. And then we rebound to around 60 at lunchtime and only into the mid-60s this afternoon. It is going to be windy. Our winds are fairly light right now, but we're going to ramp it up out of the northwest to about 20 miles per hour this afternoon with gusts 25 to 30, very similar to yesterday. Our wind will have a little bit more of a northerly component today, and that means that we'll have cooler air filtering in. So we hit 71 yesterday. We're going to keep it in the mid-60s for highs around the Triangle area today. Let's take a look at satellite and radar. Big low-pressure system sitting up to the north with a few sprinkles moving into the mountains right now. We have just a very small disturbance that's going to roll through this afternoon. This is a look at the morning hours, and we'll see mostly sunny to partly cloudy skies. There's 9 a.m., all quiet. But right around lunchtime, you could see just a tiny shower that wants to pop up here or there, especially from the Triangle area north and east. And then again, potentially around dinner time, there may be just a quick shower that rolls through. Not a lot of rain today. Most of us will end up staying dry. But again, don't be surprised if there's just a very quick sprinkle that rolls through today. Cooler than yesterday, 66 in Raleigh, 65 in Durham, and 69 degrees in Fayetteville. Still likely to see partly cloudy skies this evening. If you're headed out to the Hurricanes game for tailgating, it'll be in the mid-60s, but you should be able to find some sunshine, mid-50s as the game is over. 77 is our normal high, and we keep it below normal all the way through Sunday, but it does look like next week we'll start to see our temperatures to and above normal. One of the things happening over the weekend is the Ham and Yam Festival on Saturday. Yesterday, we started talking about the fact that we had a little better chance for some showers on Saturday. The computer models are starting to back off that a little bit. We still think there's probably a chance of some rain. We are proud community partners of the Ham and Yam Festival down in Smithfield. Temperatures likely by lunchtime into the afternoon to be in the mid-60s. We'll see cloudy skies and maybe some scattered rain. But we're going to go over the timeline for that rain. Lots and lots of events happening on Saturday. We're also proud sponsors of the Race for the Cure, and we'll be talking about the forecast for that as well. We get into Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We start to dry out, and we go from 66 today to 80 degrees on Tuesday. We'll be right back.
If you're in a car accident, you expect the person responsible to pay for any damage.
Despite an admission of fault from a city employee, a Wilson man tells 5 on Your Side's Keely Arthur the city is leaving him high and dry.
The bumper's pulled back and all this damage in here.
Dwayne Williford has never had so much as a speeding ticket.
Are you a safe driver?
I have never had a ticket.
So looking at his beat-up bumper,
I got his taillight stuck back in it.
Is a bit surreal for him.
It was like a asphalt truck. It caught in the back of the quarter pile and pulled me around. And he got out and said he was sorry. And he knew it was his fault. He told the police that.
What were the first words that came out of his mouth?
Oh, he was really sorry. He hit me. He said he just didn't see me. It's his fault.
Dwayne thought everything was being squared away and that the city would pay for the damages. But about a month after the accident, he got this letter from the city of Wilson's director of HR telling him that the city bears no liability and they're not going to pay for anything, citing immunity.
Basically, you can't sue the government for certain kinds of wrongs, for things like violation of constitutional rights and some more serious stuff. That's not covered. But for like an auto accident, it's absolutely covered.
As Durham-based attorney Daniel Meyer explains, a city can use this immunity as long as it doesn't have insurance, or in this case, it is self-insured like Wilson.
And I'm surprised that Wilson hasn't had insurance because just politically, most cities do insure at least a little bit so stuff like this doesn't happen. But they don't have to.
When you're saying political reasons, you're saying that the optics of it don't look great.
Right. Correct.
If you think all of this sounds unfair, you're not alone.
And that's when I posted social media and it took off.
Many comments, hundreds of shares, and even more likes, with just about everyone asking, is this legal?
Yeah, everybody says that's crazy. They got to pay you.
Ironically enough, Williford repairs and customizes cars for a living.
Williford's custom painting.
How much do you think something like that's going to cost to repair?
It's about $3,500 worth of damage to it.
Some of the folks online have offered Williford money, but for him, that's not what this is about.
I don't want no money from anybody. It's got nothing to do with that, but I just don't think it's right that I got to turn it on my insurance to be paid for something that they done.
Keely Arthur, 5 on your side.
Well, that is a new one on me. The city of Wilson wouldn't comment on Williford's case. They did say, like several other municipalities across the state, the city has immunity while in the performance of governmental functions. Consistent with the North Carolina general statutes, the city has not waived its immunity from such claims. For their full statement, you can head to WRL.com/5onyourside for this story.
A principal in West Virginia had an unbearable encounter when he went to open up the school's dumpster one morning. Check this out. Surveillance video caught the moments James Marsh came face to face with a black bear. You can see he took off running. So did the bear in the opposite direction. Principal Marsh says he believes they were both equally surprised to be that close to each other. That the bear was happy to get out, though. Today, lawmakers will discuss a new proposal that would ban abortions after 12 weeks. We'll explain the debate and planned rallies across the state coming up.
Plus, after a 4-day hunt, the man accused of killing 5 people in Texas is in custody this morning.
And lane closures are underway along sections of Wade Avenue inside the Beltline in Raleigh. Find out how long this road improvement project will last just ahead.